your right side.
Okay, so it's my
right ear.
And this side?
Your left ear.
Thank you. All right. And then if somebody's mumbling over the phone, you might say, take the chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Right. And then this, the outside of this part of our body is called what? This is our...
It's your throat.
Okay. And then another term for it, you might say someone has a long...
neck.
Okay. And then we go to the dentist regularly, maybe to have one of these filled. What is it? One of them would be...
One of them is a tooth.
And then we would go and have them all checked, and then how would you say, well, I'm going to go have...
my teeth cleaned.
Right. And then the flesh around the teeth is called your...
your mouth.
No, it's around your teeth.
Oh, your gums.
You might be able to hold a baby bird where?
The palm of your hand.
And then if someone gets real mad, then he might double up his hands and he would form two.
Fist.
Okay. The place where you bend your finger or your hand or your arm, the place that, you know, that bends, what do you call this?
Well, that's a wrist.
Okay, well, what would you call any part of your body that bends?
A joint.
The upper part of a man's body.
Torso.
All right, or what, some other terms that you might use?
Chest.
Okay. You would say he has, would you say he has a broad torso? Or?
No, he'd have a broad chest. He would have a long torso.
All right. And then how do they measure the height of horse, they measure it.
By hands.
Okay.
I think they measure them by stones, too.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. Stones, by hands.
Might say that you have a pain that runs from the heel all the way up your...
leg.
Yeah. And then at the end of your leg, you have a...
hip.
No, with the part that's on the floor.
Oh, a heel.
Okay, and the heel is connected to the...
the arch.
And the whole appendage is called...
a foot.
Thank you. And you have two...
feet.
Okay, all right. You might stumble over a box in the dark and bruise your... what would be the part of your leg, the front part?
Your shin.
Yeah. If the ground is too cold or muddy, you know, so you can't sit on it, you might get down, you know, possibly squat down to inspect the leaves, and so you'd say that you're down on your...
my haunches.
Okay. That was easier than I thought it would be.
I had a haunch of roast beef the other night.
Oh.
I'm not really sure which part it was.
Somebody's been sick for a long time, or for a while, and now he's up and about, but he still looks a bit...
pale and peaked.
Yeah, okay. If someone can lift heavy things and he's really healthy and muscular, you might say that he's... how would you describe... he's a... or he is...
well, he's strong.
What about any other words that you might use?
Husky.
Okay, would you ever use robust, or does that have a different connotation to you?
I think that robust...